Blog Talk Radio.
All comes down to we got to survive. I mean, even warriors put their spears down on Sunday. We got to survive here in this country. For us to survive here, white folks, black folks, Korean folks, Mexican folks, Puerto Ricans, we got to understand each other. I mean, you need to do something. You need to check yourself and see how racist you are.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. All I see is
name. The girl can hardly spell her name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. The treasure in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And your aunt also thinks that'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left her and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away with hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had an eye. Now the baby's in the trash, bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, sling. And Brenda's a name, she's gotta beg.
Only God can judge us.
That right.
Only God, man. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Really?
But how about we drive to the back? Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own hope. It's the bus dirty back. Will I succeed? Avenue from the weed. And hope it's gonna try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody gone, tell me what's the use of trying. I've been strapped, sit, hurt, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hurt. And they say it's the white man not to fear, but it's my own time doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's something got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed, and everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Can make it, got a body full of bullet wounds, laying near neck and filler. Can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they get a teeth. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause
Cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. Some walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we scream as we dream in the paranoid state. And I pray it's a lifetime I hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck me, cause the streets got our way. Hey, we gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trap. And they wonder why we suicidal, running down track. Mr. Police, please try to feed it. It's a million motherfuckers stressing just like me. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge.
That which does not kill me can only make me stronger. I don't see why everybody feel as though they gotta tell me how to live my life. Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving on the realer. For instance, say a player hating Mark's out to kill you. Would you be responsible bucket and nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him to start praying. Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of laws or judges. When we get the rubber, you win the cross. That's real. Body, misty, crap the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tips, now everybody wanna match. They talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you could say the fuck I wish you would. Be the same motherfuckers in your face. That'll rush up in your place to get your sex. Knowing you on that paper chase. Grass, glass, big queen and leather couch. My new shit is so pretty, I really sold the Kia out. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers got the rulers representing the baby pop. When you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the truck, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't read it on some of you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug. That love to hit the night club, drinks and bugs. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to blow some ball players, stick with Rote. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. That's real. Only God can judge me. 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 Only God, man.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know that love is sweet?
Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you.
Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please know what I'm
about. You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
Message to women. You deserve better than to be called pretty. You deserve better than to get upset and go online to act petty. You deserve better than to be on hold. You deserve better than to hold on to someone who's already let go. You deserve better than to be held inconvenience. You deserve better than to keep your relationship low-key because someone might see it and someone might ask questions and someone might wonder why someone like you would rather hang around a boy who won't commit when someone like them is ready to love you, is ready to learn you, ready to show you who you are, paint you a picture of you through his eyes and convince you that you are indeed art, show you the way he's mesmerized, the way your broken heart still beats, the way it flutters when whole eyes and yours meet, the way it silences to express its beat, show you how much he realizes you need healing from this hurting. I know you. I know something about what you've been through. I know some days feel like heavy weights and hearts with protection that you failed to break through. And I know what it's like to put heartbreak on hold for the love of your life. Forget relationships, take two. I know he forgot to say I love you too. I know he forgot to stay faithful. I know you forgot about the time you promised yourself you'd do better. But every time you try to leave, something keeps pulling you back, telling you this is the best you'll ever have in life. So you stay the night. Every night he misses you after remembering your head and how good it works and how good it feels to know no matter how bad it gets, you always come back. I know you. And he does too. We know the way your stomach drops at the thought of him loving someone better, so he knows you won't search for better. And I know you deserve better. I know you deserve better than to have your spirit bruised. I know you deserve someone who empowers you. I know just how beautiful you could be if only you could see your own self-value. And I know you. You're a collection of paradoxes. You're a compilation of food for thought. woman before all things. You're more a lover than a fighter after all, it seems. You're special. Listen to me. You are special. And I know you deserve way better than to settle.
The key here is, one of the mysteries of lifting the veil is when you shave the hair, it's a free ride, and not only that, it's a lot more effective. Now, let me give you an example. One sister with the shaven hair say, man, you are good. You are excellent. The other sister, I begged her, you got too much hair. It's like licking a goddamn afro.
I want a super fro.
Get the blowout kit.
How about an afro puff?
Get the blowout kit.
Enough goddamn hair to knit three fucking goddamn blankets. Or to make four fur coats.
My only true love, darling. I live for furs. I worship furs.
Ooh, so, it's like damn licking the top of a motherfucking Angela Davis head. So she gonna say, yeah, well, you know, you ain't that good at eating pussy. I'm like, no, I ain't that good at eating hair. The first thing happened is I had to take my hand and part the hair.
Behold his mighty hand.
And after a while, my hand started getting distracted because it started getting a little irritated because my hand, not on the vagina, but just the hand. If you take a hand and lay it on your hand long enough, it will get irritated. But I'm doing this stuff, and I'm trying to part the hair, but I begged her the whole goddamn summer to shave her shit.
You won. You won, baby.
A what?
You won, damn.
So I'm trying to part the damn hair. And it's getting awkward. And it got in the way of the process. Because this motherfucker here, you see what I'm saying, looking like Grizzly Adams with his goddamn legs. You know what I'm saying? You can braid her shit. She had enough hair if you cut it off. You can have weaves for days, the goddamn, the weaves for days. The fucking Asians will love her black ass. They get paid. Plus, and it's interesting because when you study sex, and one of the good, and they tell you in the tantric books, one of the excellent ways to also study the process of sex is watch porno. Because there's certain things that have to go on for the porno to be effective in the process of that. You see a lot in porno. And the black woman ain't figured it out yet that the best effect is to shave your shit. Now, you don't have to use a razor. You can use clippers and get it down low enough that it doesn't bump you up or whatever, but it can also get it down low enough that the man can do his fucking job.
And increase the sensation, huh?
Exactly. And also, the hair is one of the things that contributes to the smell. And they ain't figured the goddamn shit out yet. If you shave the shit,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
ain't nothing gets trapped.
Right.
The moisture don't get trapped like it did. And so therefore, the smell, you see what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, one of the sisters that was completely shaven had absolutely no smell at all. None. You see?
Deep.
So my point is it can decrease the smell. You see what I'm saying? But there is there's an esoteric thing on the realm of smell also, too. But that's one of the things. But you don't have to shave. A lot of sisters say, you know, I don't like when it goes back. No, you can take clippers. Mm-hmm. And you can do this science.
Yeah,
but no, the little hair clippers. You know the ones that they got to trim the beards?
Right, I know what you mean. Yeah, you don't have to touch, go down on it.
No, you can just do it and stuff until you get it down to a certain point. These are the things we got to teach the people. Oh, who the hell you think is supposed to do it but the man? That's a part of the ritual. He has to lift the veil. You see what I'm saying? So I've done it with the clippers and the actual razor.
Okay.
That's a part of the ritual. You are plowing away the forest to get to the jewel. Now, the jewel is in the remote forest. The jewel is the clitoris. And you are plowing away the forest to get to the jewels. You get where I'm coming from here? So a part of the ritual, because some women might not know how to do it, a part of the ritual is the man do the shit.
Go ahead, enjoy your evil ways, but I'm warning you, you'll be sorry!
Very powerful sexually also, but I'm going to explain something to you, and there's a thing that they don't want you to know. There's a thing that they don't want you to know, because a lot of sisters, they don't want to deal with this for the simple fact that they don't have mates. So as a result, when the whole sexual thing come down with it, they shut down. But what they don't realize is there's a reason. Now, you know, we're talking about advanced knowledge here now. So you got to understand, you didn't come here to hear what you want to hear. Or what you came here to hear. You came here to hear certain things. Now, let me explain something to you. If you got a man, that's one thing. If you don't have a man, this is some, and if you do have a man, you still need to do this. There's some sacred arts that they are omitting from texts, ancient texts, because they don't want, because most of this has to deal with the female, and they don't want to have that female to get this particular power. Mm-hmm. And that is the sacred art of masturbation. Now I'm going to get into this one and try to show you what this is in a few seconds. You know. And this is something, because number one, preacher, this is something you can do outside of the male. So now you're getting the science on why some of this is omitted from the books. Because the simple fact it puts the power back into the female's hand. You see what I'm saying? With us, it's a different story, because masturbation leads to ejaculation, and ejaculation is a loss of power. You see what I'm saying? But masturbation is orgasm, just the same as this orgasm in the sexual act with the male when it comes to the doggone female. You see what I'm saying? Now, the reason why I'm saying that is, to give you some science of what I'm talking about is this. Now, Cyprian Manel came up and was telling you that you got to get your minds right if you want to perceive some things, if you want to will some things, you got to call it. Okay? But the key here is there's a powerful ancient art to doing that. We got a couple sisters. There's some sisters up in North Carolina doing this shit right now. And basically, and you can do it with a partner if you got one, but if you don't have a partner, there's some sisters that masturbate in a pump orgasm. They think of what they want. One sister that moved out of the project into a whole brand new crib. Number one, the key here is, he told you in the book, Kabbalion. Just me and this. What's that? What is it? K-Y-B.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Yeah. A-L-I-O-N. With the three initiatives.
Yeah.
One of the laws, one of those what? I'm going to seven laws or what is this value?
Seven.
One of those laws is what? Vibration.
Vibration.
All right, then. Vibration. Vibration is one of the keys to the whole concept of orgasm. You are actually, when you're dealing with this, you're dealing with this on a level to get what you want based on a vibration. And now it's a cycle to do these things. Mm. Now what I'm saying here is, you can get, like I said, you can get a tickle me Elmo. You can get a vibration Snoopy dog. You can go down and you can put that between your legs and I can ask you. You can vibrate. That's how powerful the sun is. She can damn do that chick, like I say, on all kinds of levels and stuff. You don't even need a man, you get a stuffed animal. But the point I'm trying to make here is, this is some science, and this don't have nothing to do with, what I'm trying to say, if you do have a man, you still need to practice this, even without the man, for the simple fact, you are still on, he has to perform a certain level if you're going to base this thing on him. You see what I'm saying? This is some things that just the exercise you can do even if you do have a man. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you what time it is now. I'm trying to tell you what time it is. Also, get you a vibrator. Get you some toys. No, it's serious business because what we're doing here is because sometimes the manual aspect, you might get a little tired. But you might get, we're talking vibration. But we're talking things on a tantric level. He came and gave you the particular vibratory aspect and told all that type of thing here. But listen, there's only one thing that resembles a pineal gland in the head. It looks the same. And that's the clitoris. And this is the science based on this particular information. You see, there's several books out and several things on the tantric level. And I just wanted to put that forth and stuff. So there's sisters. I'm telling you, there's a sister that... did, and I'm gonna have to, I'm gonna send it to her when we get the tape from a sister did the tape in Charlotte, and she opened up for me and lectured before I went on in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the sister is dropping on this thing here. And this is the sister that got that she got her new house, all because of this thing right here. So what I'm trying to say is if there is a willing mind, there's a way to do things where you put fuel to it through vibration. You see, I just wanted to put that out there.
See what I'm saying? So now, going right along in the book, Sheba, the Erotic Ascetic, it says that when Sheba, which is nothing but horror, it's the stuff of Osiris that has been locked down for years. They say that Sheba and Parvati, when they get together and have sex, the guys go in fear because they are nothing but two sections, two halves of the universe. Now don't you get it why the government says we cannot let the black man and black woman come together in any form of eroticism in the media? Because they know that when you come together, you see what I'm saying, and really know what you're doing, that you change shit. Because you say, well, wait a minute, hold on, I'm trying to figure this out, Bobby. How can you say me going in the bed and bumping and grinding is going to change the universe? They're not talking about the dead niggas out there. They're talking about the conscious people. That's why, like one sister from San Francisco called, she said, I know what you're talking about is right, she said, because as soon as I became conscious, the men left. She said, this is one of the, I said, you know what's interesting? There's a big problem with conscious people hooking up that we got to have a national registrar to get people so you can meet different mates because you tired of meeting stupid mother. And I asked her, I said, well, what's wrong with the brothers and sisters that's in D.C.? She said, I can't fuck with these dumb dead niggas. There's got to be somebody into consciousness. So the point I'm trying to make here is what they're not telling you here is when you hook up on the conscious level and bump and grind on the passion level, you change the universe because the penis or the lingam is one part of the universe and the yoni is the other part of the universe. And when they come together, they change things. But you keep thinking it's outside of you, but it's inside of you. So as a result, I had to figure out what this thing wanted. And what it actually wanted was, they say, look, it's like worldwide wrestling. It's like anything else. It's like role playing. You set up the combat that you want when we bumping and grinding as a form of warfare to counter the white man's warfare that he's doing physically. Do you just get what I just said here? I'm talking about something different now. Because before I said, even Dao said, you know, they don't want you to bump and grind, you know, before he went crazy. This sicko. He done talked himself out of a damn conscious career. Nobody don't want to hear what he say. They said, when you bump and when you rumble the sheets, when you rumble the sheets, something can come up the wrong way, but there's a science to it. The science here is this. Let me show you what I'm talking about. This is the science on how this thing is done, to break it down to layman's terms. Let's say you want to affect something. Let me give you an example. Let's say you were wronged by the government. Something they done did that done got a nigga mad. Well, that's every day. All right? They done did some shit that got you mad and ain't nothing you can do about it. What they're saying here is go in and lay down your strategy on how you're going to whip his ass physically. But you're doing it mentally, rehearse your strategy, then go into the sexual zone and think about the same ass whipping while you're having sex, and you fuck this motherfucker up. See how it goes? You see the science? This is the sexual kung fu. You know how? You ever just sat down and just want to beat a nigga ass because it done made you mad? And it might be somebody in another country, or it might be somebody too big, or somebody you don't know, but you just want to just beat they behind. And you sitting there, you ever sat down and you gave a nigga a real ass whipping in your mind? Anybody done this before? All right, you take the same energy, but when you plug into your energy, his energy is to fight physically because he's taking over the earth plane. And his whole life is based on what can I do physically to destroy. But your origin is that of a spiritual origin. So your power lies in the spirit realm. And the gateway to the spirit realm is between the lingam, which is the obelisk, and the yoni, which is the vesica. You see this on every church. I got a vesica in here. On every church, you see the vesica. Y'all all right? See, it's real simple. This is not entertainment. It's just real simple stuff we deal with now. No, that is not one. This is the vagina. You see what I'm saying? The vesica. The vesica. You see this on every church. And the obelisk is the penis. They're showing you how you rule your world through connecting with the lingam and the yoni. We knew it has to be right because in the theater, and in the cinema, the key is never to show black passion. See what I'm saying? Never to show black passion. And you can get a porno and see black people screwing. But it's a different thing because that's just raw fucking. The romance is not there. That's not even human in a way. You know what I'm saying? You can get the... So it's the in-between stuff that they don't show. They can show you in the pornos, but they can't show you engaged in a passion with a romantic setting. And then you fall off into some love. All right, mystery here is, if his thing is physical warfare, and he goes around the world with his physical gun or his physical penis, you know, Curtis Weston taught us about that. Only thing you have to do in this particular case is you set up the same strategy and warfare. Just start with the surroundings, your everyday life. You know what I'm saying? And you go in with your sexual kung fu. You do it in your mind, but when you do it through sex, it becomes real. This is how this shit is done. Or you want to set up a strategy to get your son out of jail? You go in and you write down your, it's like you write your script out. You rehearse your script, then you go into sex and go through the shit. And this is the way you will be able to bring forth your reality. Meanwhile, it's tearing down the physical matrix. You see? It's tearing down. So when she was coming, she was very violent. I saw what she was saying. Hey, look, man, we got work to do. I'm coming to try to show your ass how to fight. You see what I'm saying? On the sexual level. Now, you notice men, since you had the problem with staying up, once you tap into the sexual aspect or the kung fu in the particular aspect, is you got this role playing you're doing. You don't have to focus on the sexual aspect, so therefore you won't be busting no nuts that fast. You know what I'm saying? Because you got something else on your mind. You see what I'm saying? And it's a combination of both. But this is how they go in here and stuff. So we got to take stuff to the mental realm and go in and start fighting on a warfare thing, but you're doing the same thing that you're doing with sex. We do it in our, how many times you done killed a damn bunch of crackers? You ain't never did this shit. You go in there and all, you know, this. I done went into whole police precincts and ain't left nothing living but Negroes, and I wanted to kill them too, but I said, nah, we gotta draw the line somewhere. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So my point here is why not do that shit? You got a problem with fucking Amadou Diallo killers? Well, go to the precinct, but you do it through the sexual realm. Now, before I go into that, I want to get into a couple other things. We'll go back into that particular part in a few minutes. The book, The Sword and the Flute, Kimberly was talking about the dark goddess. The key to the doggone black woman is in her full potential as a goddess, she can never be tamed. See, it's no compromise. If you try to tame her, you shut her down. Then she's just a shell of a woman or a slave. So ain't no compromise. She's chaos. That's why you ain't picking this shit up. Why you think it's a goddamn mood swing and shit? I remember I had a friend named Glenn. We said, I couldn't figure that shit out either. He went out and bought us some brand new Pirelli tires and shit. And that motherfucker, she got them Pirelli tires there, and that night she just stopped speaking to his ass. I said, man, you better take that motherfucker by Burger King. Shit, that motherfucker get hungry, it's over. Shit. Get that motherfucker a goddamn strawberry milkshake quick. That motherfucker has some brand new Pirelli tires on a damn a fucking Honda Civic. And then she just stopped speaking. Couldn't figure that shit out. What? But damn, it ain't to be figured out. You ain't figured this shit out yet. The mystery here is you are the degenerative species. You only the goddamn servant. You ain't figured this shit out. We're fucking 2001 and this shit all fucked up. You the only god. But your kingship and your mastery is you get the reciprocation or the residuals from the shit by letting her be the chaotic being and not trying to figure her out, but trying to go to the pure devotion. You didn't understand that the male
You didn't understand it that time of the code of the feminine. Guess what the males did? They worshiped the goddamn women. Well, this, I know this shit sounds ridiculous, but if we fucking up and we all fucked up in the head, see this whole thing about, see this is the whole shit about all of what you call it. That is, if we're going to get out of this shit, the women got to do something. Guess what? The black woman ain't got to do a goddamn thing. Sit on her ass and eat some Boston baked beans. She ain't got to do shit. That motherfucker ain't got to do a damn thing. Sit on her ass and eat some Boston baked beans. I done figured this goddamn shit out. Now, I'm their cult master. They say that they are a state of, see, which, listen, what we're talking about here is this. If it's the heaven realm and it's a state of being, you don't question it. You don't question fucking mama. Like Steve Freeman L. say, Bobby, you don't teach mama shit. You ain't figured it out yet. Your mama ain't hearing that goddamn shit you coming home to mother with. You don't teach mama nothing. Even Denzel Washington said, he said, man, I just made Malcolm X. She said, good, now grab that goddamn mop. Get in that fucking kitchen. Boil that damn water. Let me say that shit on 60 Minutes. I just made Malcolm X. How do you feel? She said, you better get in there and grab that motherfucking mop. You don't teach mama nothing to resent that shit. Know what I'm saying? Now, the key here is you ain't figured it out yet. Either you see, so now the book, they said there's only two kind of ways to tame Kali. One is pure devotion. You submit to the will of Allah. We're not talking about no henpecked weak shit. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, you be like, yeah, well. We be like, and for what I done heard, that's a common practice of y'all motherfuckers over there. I tell you, I ain't went back to Philadelphia since y'all motherfuckers tapped into that shit. I said, I can't go back to Philadelphia with them motherfuckers there no more. I ain't going back to Philadelphia and shit. Them motherfuckers had me doing some freaky shit there and all. I too fat to be wearing a goddamn G-string and some shit like that. Hell no. I said, no. I said, in July, I said, no, it's about time to leave them crazy motherfuckers alone. I ain't going back to Philadelphia no damn more. Because them motherfuckers, they done gone, fuck, wow. Just get ignorant on a motherfucking nigga. I said, man, you done talked all this shit and you don't know the force that's done been unleashed with these fucking motherfuckers here, demons. So I ain't fucking with Philadelphia no more. I ain't going back up in there no more. If I do, I'm going to be in the care of somebody that don't know stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, rescue me. I'm staying clear. Now, but they say that Kali, the black woman, is not to be tamed in the aspect. She's got to come around. You know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck it, she'll come around. You see what I'm saying? So they say she's got to be pure devotion, where you let her be whatever the fuck she want to be, depending on what hour that shit is. Then you find out, then the shit get interesting, and you start having some magnificent things start happening, because you start the learning shit. You start learning shit from off of the left brain aspect that we don't tread, because we got this rigid, linear perspective of everything got to be boxed in, everything got to be some shit based on my woman, got to be this kind of thing. That's why you don't really like the goddamn woman that you marry is that old good-ass girl. You know, church going and shit like that. And it's just much money because, you know, I got a lot of conscious brothers all over the country to be like, man, I'm into this shit, man, but my wife is fucked up. I say, because you married the wrong motherfucker. You didn't marry the girl you liked. You married the girl society say you're supposed to be with. You know what I'm saying? You didn't marry the goddamn girl that you do the booty calls with. You see? You know, yeah. You love her, but you know what I'm saying? You can talk to her about any damn thing. You married the other motherfucker, that monster that patriarchal Christian society has made. A shell of a goddamn woman. You see what I'm saying? You didn't marry that wild-ass motherfucker that's uninhibited. a crazy-ass woman. You see? You didn't marry her, the one that's uncouth. Not ladylike. What is ladylike? And who are these, what are these things, where are we getting these things from? The European who cannot take any type of doggone challenge? So this whole thing about, this whole thing based on, the only way we're going to get out of this is the black woman got to do something. Are we out of our fucking mind? That shit can't happen no damn way. Not only does she not have to do nothing, she ain't going to do shit. Why? For you? Now y'all know y'all think this thing here is kind of crazy and stuff like this, but I say we got to create a mutation. See, in order to get out of something, you have to create something that does not, if it's rational, logical, and make common sense, that might be all right for the world you live in that's already fucked up, but that's not all right for the world you go into. It's a difference. You getting this thing? So the point I'm trying to make here is, in the book, he says only two ways to tame Kali. First of all, Kali is a primordial being that's a couple of billion years old. That means, in so many words, she fucking neurotic. It's on the damn movie, I'm Called a Conqueror. Motherfucker say, your woman 90,000 years old. He said, she told me she was 19. Now here you go walking around here in Atlanta or wherever you from, and your soul is 90,000 years old. Trapped in a damn 40-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old body. You got to be crazy. You got a 40,000-year-old, a million-year-old soul trapped in a goddamn 20-year-old body. You got to be fucking neurotic. That's what the dark goddess is. The dark goddess is, you ain't supposed to figure her out. She is chaos. She represents something from the other dimension. And them mood swings is that particular part that's from the other dimension. You know, all the old people, old men say, you know, you try to figure out a woman, you be dead. You see, she's not to be figured out. Now, the other way to tame her is through the tantric way. But that means that you got to go to work. Either you got to go to work or you got to get you four or five brothers. Well, if I go a little while, as soon as I go, you got to get up in the machine. Now you're understanding why the cult of the feminine. Now what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? Kali, the only person that ever hanged with Kali halfway was Sheba. He was a wild person, hair matted. Motherfucker, he didn't have nothing that was that represented society like all most males do, but that nigga could lay some pipe. So he got in a dance when they say the dance of Sheba. Sheba and Kali got in a dance and he won the dance because all the other niggas was getting flayed. It's just that the mystery to the doggone Osirian mystery, the Christ mystery, is he practiced yogiism of the tantric way that he could keep it long and strong for a couple of hours or a couple of days. You know the whole shit, Dolomite fucked for 3 weeks and his dick was still hard. You didn't understand how that peaked. You didn't understand that Rudy Ray Moore shit, Petey Wheatstraw, the devil's son-in-law, the high sheriff of hell, and somebody fought it and that was a signal for the fucking to be started. Fucked in the house and in the dew. Fucked in the back and in the front yard and Petey Wheatstraw fucked for 3 weeks and his dick was still hard. You didn't even understand that sensuous black man stuff Rudy Ray Moore was talking about. That was an archetype coming through. That was some stuff. We was thinking that it was something nasty. And for most people, it was. That shit was good. Damn, Petey Wheatstraw, Dolomite. But what they was talking about, he said a sensuous black man and the most fuckingest motherfucker on earth. And the sensuous black man this side of hell. The key here is, you heard some of this before, but I ain't even started yet on how this shit is done. This cat could screw, now listen to this now, this is the key about this. We know that the Jesus story is a modified story of the Horus story. But we know that when we even the Horus or the Heru mythology, we get the fight scenes, but we don't get the social or a lot of the spiritual things pertaining to the Horus myth. We don't get that particular aspect because a lot of that was in the Typhonian thing. Horus is not the son of the father. So what's the name saying that the energy that is coming is a masculine energy? No. The energy that is coming is called the return of the Shakti power. He basing it off this particular story here, but he don't know enough about the damn story. I'm an authority on the goddamn shit. You can't be making claim and telling, making a motherfucking sister feel bad about herself if your goddamn shit ain't tight on what the fuck you talking about. It's not the damn masculine energy that's coming. It's the return of the Shakti power. It's the Typhonian son of the mother. The son of the father is a later creation. This book here called Vedanta, the heart of Hinduism, there's a whole chapter in
more and more you became knowledge and more those particles of different elements of the alchemical metals go and composite as gold. And once that particular gold starts forming in your head, the electromagnetic force field will not let you obtain thousands and thousands of gold on the outer rim, so the money starts drying up. And it will only give you enough to keep you functioning, but you cannot get wealthy off this bullshit. So now I don't look for one thing in the world. If my rent is paid, the goddamn phone can be cut off, like my phone is cut off. But right now, if my damn light is on and my rent, that's it. I'm through for the fucking month. That's all I worry about. That's it. If my light is on and my damn and my rent paid, that's it for me.
I ain't looking for shit. Did I just tell you a few minutes ago that if it's rational, logical, saying common sense, it ain't your shit. Stop thinking like a fucking human. You're not human. You see what I'm saying? You advance universal chaos beings is your name. You are above the gods. The gods are your children. We'll get into that in a few minutes. It's all can be broken down in scholarship. You see. So it says, in order to get the cosmic awareness, you must block the rationale of the brain. If you try to rationale and all of the logical thinking of everyday life, you try to get to the subconscious.
That's right.
Well, if you are the subconscious and melanin is the subconscious, then what's logical and rational like every other motherfucking white person and Jews and Japanese is doing, that's not your shit because you're gone from that plane. You're trying to get beyond that. You're trying to get to, because it says, oneness in cosmic awareness. That is because your spirit says, now it's time for me to get out of the physical body. My incubation period on this realm is over. So your spirit doubled back and shut down, and now you out here running like a goddamn head cut off for the simple doggone fact. You see what I'm saying? Your spirit is not necessarily helping you. Your spirit says, well, the only people that I will help is the advanced beings that need to figure out this stuff to get everybody out of this shit. So you're the only people that's literally functioning on a certain level. The other bourgeoisie niggas is just following protocol. And the damn underclass motherfuckers is totally gone. So the only people living is the ones that is doing a certain job because your souls are literally staying alert just for you to get this thing. But it's really confused and really frustrated because you still want to be with the world. And the world is over. And if you think for one damn minute
is you're going to build any kind of utopian society with black people in America, and God knows not in Africa, or no other place on the planet, you crazy as hell.
Ain't no shit I made up. So the only thing all that nigga that ain't gone fool. I'm telling you, the shit that you feeling in you saying fuck this shit, that's the God in you telling you what time it is.
Y'all want unconditional love. No doubt. Talking about the stuff that don't wear off. It don't fade. Now it lasts for all these crazy days. These crazy nights. Whether you wrong or you right. Come mama, they still love you. Still feel you. Still there for you. No matter what. To my truest thoughts, my truest feelings, all my peers doing years beyond drug dealing. How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. As Mama Rye got the urge to die, witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. For we were born without a silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, maybe things change. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare. Where's she with our own family? Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't wanna be a burden. Watch mama open up her arms to hug me, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. With unconditional love, this game vision in your eyes to see. Those things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. Those things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here hustling on the streets, ain't had a chance to speak. But you know, with you and me, it's all G. We could never be enemies, cause you've been such a good friend to me. Where would I be without my dogs? No wonder why when times get hard, cause it ain't easy being who we are. Driven by my ambitions, desire higher positions, so I proceed to make tea eternally. And my mission is to be more than just a rap musician, the elevation of today's generation. If I can make them listen, prison ain't what we need. No longer stuck in greed, time to plan, strategize. My family got it, me. We will make something out of nothing. No pleasure in the suffering. Neighborhood will be good if they can cut out all the busting, the liquor and the weed, the cussing. Send their love out to my block. The struggle never stops. Unconditional in the eyes to see. Those things change. The future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. Those things change. The future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, I probably never understand your ways. With every day, I swear I hear you trying to change your ways while getting paid at the same time. Just had a baby with the same eyes, something inside recently died. These are strange times. How come I never made it? Maybe it's the way I played it in my heart. I know one day I'm gonna be a star. My hopes and all my wishes, so many vivid pictures, and all the currency I'll never even get to see. This fast life soon shatters, cause after all the lights and screams, nothing but my dreams matter. Hoping for better days, maybe a peaceful night. Baby, don't cry, cause everything gon' be alright. Just lay your head on my shoulder. Don't worry about a thing, baby girl, I'm a soldier. Never treated me bad, no matter who I was. You still came with that unconditional love.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, you guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty on to you. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru, the Seven Oracle. And as you guys know, we are on every weekend for Motivational Classroom and Spiritual Soul Sunday. I am your host, and I am joined by Eternal, who I am surprised, who is called in, and Tierra Sade, one of my friends, guys. We have been, this show has been on the calendar for quite a while. And it's ironic that that this is happening in the now, in Divinity. Now, I want to let you guys know I am pushing through a major headache, you guys. I don't know what this headache is. I do know what it is, but it's pretty bad. So I'm pushing through this. I want to thank you for your patience. You know, we're pushing through this. I don't want to be too long, guys, but we have about an hour and 30 minutes, you know, to have open dialogue and conversation. You know, it's pretty much, guys, we have done a part one to this podcast. We have done a part two to this podcast. So go back and listen to part one and part two. It should be like two or three shows down from this one. And we pretty much laid a premise on how a lot of the men may feel. And but I do like balance, you guys. I do understand that a man can be biased, you know, on certain conversations and certain topics, but it's always good to have a female balance. You know, everything must balance. And even though I chose not to, you know, have a significant other as a female this incarnation because of a lot of things, I do keep female balance, you know what I'm saying, in my presence. You know, I have many women that I am not with, you know what I'm saying, but they are very close to me that I truly value and that I truly listen to. And Tierra is one of them, okay? So I am so glad to have her on. You are unmuted. You are unmuted. And then we're going to bring Eternal in. A recap for everybody is pretty much, you know, on the topic of abortion. It's pretty much, you know, guys, that you're going to have to be more responsible. You know what I'm saying? You can't be serial mom. You know what I'm saying? And pardon me, guys, anything, any expression and everything is no disrespect to the woman and the goddess. Y'all have to stop being sensitive. Y'all have to understand that a lot of men feel some type of way of all the years that he has been having to suppress his emotions on some of the decisions and some of the things that you guys do consciously, and also a lot of things that you guys do in secret. You know, I used to personally drive one of my best friends to the clinic, you know what I'm saying, and he didn't even know his girl was pregnant. He didn't even know. Well, he knew. He knew subconsciously. But she killed the baby. She did all of it before he even knew. So it's a lot of things that you guys do in secret that you don't, you know, say. So as I talk more, guys, my headache is rising. So let's bring Tierra in. And, you know, how do you feel about this topic of abortion? How do you feel about this?
Can you ask that question one more time? Because I couldn't hear you a little bit at first.
Okay, that's fine. Like, just on this whole topic of abortion, you know what I'm saying? How do you feel, you know, just about this whole fiasco about abortions? And from your female aspect of it, you know that there is an aspect of abortions to where, you know, sometimes it may be justified due to the conditions that are surrounded, you know what I'm saying? But there also is serial mom out here that is, you know, killing out of inconvenience. You know, a lot of women are now having to possibly be responsible on who you allow to nut in you. You know what I'm saying? And there are a lot, there's incest effect in a lot of women are sleeping with their cousins. A lot of women are sleeping with their daddies. A lot of women are, you know, sleeping with their uncles. You know what I'm saying? Bonds that they have created in secret. It's a lot of shit going on. surrounding this topic, many different levels. So I just wanted your take on this topic.
Okay, so like initially when I heard about all these changes and things like that, I was like, this is just ridiculous. You know, what about the women who are going through like incest and rape and accidental pregnancies,
yep.
abusive situations, things like that. And it's just like, you know, that's a tragedy. But like on a scale of the women that I know who've experienced abortions, that's usually not the case for 99% of them. But that's not to say that that's a reality for everybody, but that's usually not the case. But then I also was listening to another podcast you did, and I'm starting to realize that this really not even about black women at all. Like, I think someone has said, like, you know, that black women are 2-3 times more likely to experience mortality during birth, but that's not true, because I know too many women who've given birth to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids. Ain't no way we dying in these hospitals. I don't think this is our fight. I don't think it's about us. And I just think that those special circumstances is far and in between. I think that this is more so about just, honestly, pink people. I don't think it's about us. I really don't, and I hate to be like that, but the reality of my life, I have hung up with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids. They still alive and pushing it. They look younger than the kids. Women don't have any kids. So,
granny.
I don't know. I'm still on the fence about all of that. Still on the fence.
What about granny? You know, my dad's mother had 16 kids. You know what I'm saying? And that's just on the record. I heard that she had like 20, really, that actually, you know, migrated with the father. But granny was popping them out left and right. You know, that's all they did was fuck back in those times. You know what I'm saying? So, it could possibly be, you know, that's another perspective of it, you know, that you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to really say it's a white man's world and we just live in it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of this may also be agendas, you know what I'm saying? Agendas and the fact that, you know, a lot of women are serial moms, you know what I'm saying? They just killing these babies because it's out of inconvenience, you know. But if you laid down, got fucked, let him nut in you, you know, you did everything to create this baby, you know what I'm saying? So where's the responsibility in this, you know what I'm saying? That's where a lot of the men have a perspective in us. As we have a elder with us, you know, my right man on this platform, Eternal L. Bay, and he always gives his perspective too. So let's go ahead and bring him in and hear what he has to say. Also, Eternal, royalty to you. We can't hear you, Eternal. Eternal, if you're there, we can't hear you. I don't know if you're speaking today, Eternal, but we can't hear you.
Peace.
All right, peace. Greetings.
Peace. How are y'all today?
Peace. Me, I'm kind of under the weather, got a headache pushing through this podcast, but I'm here.
Yeah. That's peace. That's peace. It's still a point of learning your body, having function, part of the nurture and the nature. I had a little bit of mucus built up because I was under the AC last night being in New York, so learning the difference of the environment. But I'm eating up on this watermelon right now, so fasting, eating the watermelon. These are the things that when you find nurture and mama, how you can get nature back in yourself. And so the outcome and drinking water, learning how to drink water while you're on the travel, that's the thing too. You know, you don't want to stop, yet at the same time, you need water. So learning how to detox from even drinking water and then getting back into fasting, I should say detoxing, fasting from water and then detoxing from that fasting. Experiences are like that. And mothers, especially versus fathers, not saying that we have to verse each other. It's just that society's got us in a little wormhole thinking that we have to fight each other in order to have an accomplishment. Like, you just brought up Bobby Hemmett with the Shakti, talking about drama. mothers go through drama on a grand scale, whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual, and then we can talk about the fathers. We have to look at the egg and the baby being that part of the egg. That's the whole connection. We call it embryo energy. Our sperm as a man, we have to now know how to preserve that energy. The collective have gotten to a point where they worn the woman out, her stomach, her umbilical cord, her intestines, all of this a part of the body being a function got out of whack. Now, if you think about 2 years in a process of having a child, 3 years in the process of having a child, 4 years in the process of having a child, you're actually maximizing the woman's body to recuperate to have these children. And what we do as men, we probably get to a point where we're separating even the mentality or spirituality. How do we connect back to our spiritual? And that spiritual is learning the outcome of how you came in. You came in something. You came into this world, but it came out to give you something. That's why man has this phallus out there, between his legs. You have to look at that was a yoni. That was not a phallus in the beginning. Man wants fallacy, correct? Am I correct, speaking myself? Yeah, okay.
Correct.
So man wants a fallacy. The only way he can do that is through the womb. There is no way he's going to be able to do all these things and function without her being present. That's why it's been brought to us that we're at a certain level. We only get to a certain level. You ever notice that? Like, even basketball stars, whoever that is, they get into the conscious world, and then they don't have any women. Like, wait a minute. How far did you go? Well, it's the point of a level. We all got to get to this level. Now, if you did it to a level where you're using the energy, you don't know how it's at a level. Now, if you knew how to resource the energy, you knew how the levels are going to be on a continuum, and it's going to always be there no matter what, whether you don't put any energy into it or do. So that's the idea of what we call unconditional love. That's the shakti that most people still have to go into experiencing of, because there's three lefts to one right, and then there's three rights to one left. I know that probably was kind of fast, yet this is about learning your geometric shapes of yourself. Some of us think square. That's the cardinal way. Some of us think fixed. That's the triangle way. And some of us think mutual. That's the circle way. And it's going to come through your head, your heart, and your hips. When we think about them hips so much, man, look at the hip. I got this doll right now. It's a sister, mannequin doll, Venus Hottentot. Her hips are so wide out, and you can look at her from the back, and you're like, wow. Yet that's not how we're supposed to be attracting ourselves to the feminine energy. So this is how we've been kind of like off track with our energy. We've been looking at, the bottom part. So that's one fire, right? Now, that's okay to have it because, I'm a man, you're a man, we're a man. We look at that and we say, how it's shaped and all of these things. Yet there's the heart and there's also the hip, the head. These are the heaters in the body. So if they're the fires that you see ignited in this woman, what can you do to help the fires transfer from one to the other? Because those are portals. Women created portals for man to be in existence. So if you're a man that's around a lot of women, it's because you know how to get through portals back and forth. But if you're not a man that gets around really the way you would like to maneuver, it's because you've never experienced the portals. Mother gave you something, right? And then you might probably got mad at her. And now your portal's been shut off since then. Right? Then you got grandma. You didn't even talk about her. Her portal shut you off too. So now you don't do anything in the community. So you like a non-community succubus energy. And you're talking about women is bad. She created you. So now who's bad? Because you're calling her bad. It's like the apple being before the tree. How does that work? So this is why we got to go back in chronological order. Your chronological order is about Ma'at into Ma'ati. Ma'at is balance yourself. Learning you are a principle of energy. And once you know that, you're not going to just stick your thing in anything because it's not a thing in the first place. But we done call it a thing. So you done demoralize yourself as you demoralize everybody else. And there's nothing wrong with it after you find out, though. Because, you got to figure it out first. I can't tell you that this is wrong. It's only for you to figure that out. And it's not even a wrong. It's going to the three right to one left. Or three left to one right. You might have took it one time, took a turn. You say, I don't like what this brother's saying. But then something else hits you on the truth. And you turn that direction that wasn't in the direction you was going. But then you say, you know what? I just seen a past and a present. I don't like what I just saw, but I'm going to go ahead and avoid it. Now you're going to the third concept, and there you are, running back into yourself. We bite ourselves. We bite ourselves to realize who we are. You have to bite yourself. So just like as a woman, she took on a lot of energy of saying, I got to trust this brother from the beginning, whether it be the dollar bill, right, the trust that he says in a relationship, his instincts of how he reacts and acts to things. There's a lot going on when we see this. We don't pay attention to it. So when we're having a baby like I had and have and had and still having right now, I'm in the three realms now.
Right.
The one that's passed away. Right. The one that's in the present with at the now age of 20. And now one's coming into existence being the newest born into existence. So now I've had these, not saying, oh, because I got these three realms, that's it. I don't have to learn anymore. No, there was realms before that that I had to say, you know what, let me rejoice my energy the right way. Let me see what shadow work I can do for the significance that I was making a connection to called the woman and didn't really say, forgive me. Let me go back to hug this woman that I probably hurt in my lifetime. That's why this brother, he got up there, his name is Miraculous on YouTube, and he talks about 100 days of healing. 100 days of healing. Like, you got to heal the feminine energy in order for you to be successful. Absolutely. You got to feel your feminine presence in order to be divine by your master. That's the only way this really gets you going to the next level. So these things you got to let go. If you was playing with it as toys, and it actually hurt somebody. He realized that hurt somebody. He said, wait a minute. Let me not have it sharp. Let me dull this down so that when I use it again, it'll be for uses and not for just misuses. This is why I got into the copper. Copper helps with ADHD, bone deficiency, hair loss, skin loss. So you think your brain is losing energy. You can imagine how many times you shot your sperm cell in this feminine energy, and it was brain dead energy. We got to know how to put that energy back to the top of the head, circulate the energy, now bring it to the heart, now bring it to the hip, and now you release. Some of us don't know how to do that. We were taught Christianity. We were taught Islam. We were taught not Buddhism that we think it is. So we might have been misled by all the religions and not said that, oh, the feminine energy need to be on top of things. No, no, no. The feminine energy is how we got out so we could be on top or in or whatever these things. Don't make her the problem. Make yourself the problem, and you'll find a solution. I know we're running around looking for outside external God. It's your inside that you've been waiting on. It's your inside that you have to go into, tap into, talk to for a longer time than you probably usually do. When you get up every day, you get up, you function, you get up, you function, you get up, you function. Sit in yourself long enough. If you haven't done that, even where you're at, sit in yourself. If you got time right now, close your eyes and breathe into yourself. Breathe like this. Use those nostrils of your nose because, see, when women had to go through the key that they were speaking of, the key energy, they had to do key energies, they were still speaking the same aspect. It's about the nostrils of your nose and the belly in the actual root to the sacral energy. You got to pull energy out. So you're going to feel it like a balloon full of air breathing in your nose. It's called prana. Look it up. It'll help you out. Breathing in that. Good energy. Hold it. Hold that for a second. That's your child. Then you release. Let all that negative energy out the body. Let it all out. Even rub your body, rub your stomach. And then hold that. And then breathe in. Now, you can do this longer in the breathing pause out and the breathing pause in. I'm not there to tell you those things. It's only up into your body to tell you these things. See, they showed you that you came from Mary of the sea. She's known as the goddess of the sea. Now, I'm not lying to you. You can look it up. She happened to come on land, and now she's more amphibious to you. So you don't really know too much about her yet. You're still waking up to who Mama is. You know, down dragged her in all kind of religions. You know, says she got problems with her. She's a what they call her, Lilith, succubus energy. That's true. If they did that, why would you be here? You see? So don't reverse yourself, because that's all you end up doing. You'd be walking backwards with your butt out, wondering where your head going. So your head could be soft if you know how to become not hard. There's that masculine and feminine, how to balance it as principles, not just balance it as a gender. You get into your divine self, you see something on the ground, you pick it up. I know you didn't throw it down. Yet someone didn't have the ability to pick it up. Can you do it for that? Or you got to be like, oh, I got to wait to see who the person is that threw this down so I can tell them, I'm picking this up for you because you didn't pick it. Nah, don't be looking for that. See, nurture already supposed to be there. And it, see, that's that confirmation. When you hear sounds, sounds are like the echoes of our children that want to speak, that ain't here to speak for you. So when you're in tune with how you really in tune, you know, nature's always been looking and watching and seeing and what you're doing and what you're not doing. You're thinking you ain't being seen, but you always being seen. That's why this is the purpose of learning your mother, your ma'at, your mut. See, they call it mut as in death. But if your mut was mut nature, you know your mother with nature. And they say God, God is nature. Now, how do you have God without a goddess? That's why you know that God is your energy. You're in nature, nature, mother nature energy. So as a child, right, nature, really like the earth, is the daughter. And now you can go into a galactic cosmic energy flow. And that's where your real supreme energy can still rely at. Where you can say, oh, that's where my supreme magnetic energy, why it's called omega energy. What's omega anyway to you? That's the highest primacy to you. So if you want to get in tune yourself, look at it like this. I get you, brother. Mary is, right? Paradise. So look it up. I'm not lying to you. All the things that I've already been studying is only for you to get more tapped in. Why do you think Independence Day is happening? It's the same thing. They want you to overlook your mama. That's all I'm going to say. Get down in tune with it. You find out how your mother gave you everything that you need on this planet. Now it's just the idea of you pulling yourself back together and resource yourself. Find your breath. You the breath. You got created for this purpose.
Yes.
Our children that came here, they're not here to pass away. They're here to be an example for us. So those are your footprints.
Mm.
Energize them while you're around us. Ashe?
Ashe, oh. All right, you guys. I do apologize, but we're going to go ahead and end this podcast early, guys. I encourage you all to go back and listen to part one and two that we did on this podcast, but this topic is trending right now, and I feel that we're going to come back and do this. But, Sade, is there anything else that you have to add or anything that you want to add? I do apologize, but both our energies is just not in alignment right now. So is there anything else you want to add to close out? Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. No, I think we pretty much get all the points that I was thinking of. So I pretty much, I've just been listening in. I feel like I was the one being educated and relearned and everything. So, no, I'm pretty good.
Okay, all right. She's pregnant right now, you guys, and she is so happy, you know, about this baby. So just tell us about your experience in pregnancy, and do you understand why people may, you know, abort, and is it justified?
I mean, I definitely can understand why people do it, because it's a lot on the body. Like right now, I'm getting headaches. Right now, I feel like I'm getting hot flashes. Right now, I feel like I'm just exhausted, like I can hit the ground right now. But, and a lot of women just are not built to go through that. And then after all of that, you have to birth the baby, you have to go through postpartum for almost 2 years. And for some women, that causes them to snap. Some women detach from their babies. And what kind of life is that for a baby?
So it's definitely levels, definitely levels to this. Well, all right, you guys, definitely appreciate you guys for showing up today. You know, again, guys, we have done over 6 hours on this particular topic, so we encourage you to go back and listen. Brother Sanchez had gave some great, great points on this particular topic. Definitely appreciate him. Please join us tomorrow, guys, for Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm not sure what we're talking about tomorrow, but please join us tomorrow. Hopefully I'm in a better place to produce the show, guys. But definitely appreciate you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Eternal, go ahead and take us out. Thank you, Ashley, for showing up.
Yeah, no problem, brother. Like how she said, some of us might have stillborns, not knowing about it. Some of us might think that we're doing good when it's called pre-partum just as much as postpartum. So just being in tune with the woman, checking with her, because, I mean, I have to check with mine. She's in it right now. So it's moments where even if you don't feel like I ain't got to check with you, just check. Just see how you're doing. Hey, everything all right? You good? You know, I know we're in the field, and we have to go into the field now. You've seen it today. They put us into the modern times right now where we're moving so fast, we ain't got time to sit still. So now it is about, even while you're out there, think about the significant. Put her energy into your use. Make it a point of why you're doing all this in the first place. I know when we become a rock and roll star, we get the tendency to lose, like Magic Johnson and certain people in the avenues, how we have our child not just get groomed, yet to learn how to rear our children. Our children is the best asset that we have in life. So whatever our child is starting to favor, it'll be because you had the influence towards it. So not a behavior, an influence towards the intelligence. Make it my, you all right. You're doing it. You right now in the present. Being present is a lovely thing. We love you. I'm going to say it just because. It has to be given out, you know. We love you. We love you dearly. All day. I say, yo, what's up?
I've awakened to the realization that love is all that we truly need in life. So even when they treat me wrong, I will always seek to treat people right. When evil strikes like a thief at night, I wish to be polite. With unconditional forgiveness, I want to love like Jesus Christ. May all of your days be filled with joy and peace be the reason that you sleep at night. In the midst of darkness, may you understand that you not only have to see the light, but be the light. Love is kind and love is patient. Love is that divine vibration behind every atom in creation. It is only by awakening to universal love that your soul can exit the matrix. And regardless of the difficulties, you have to always endeavor to find ways to love without conditions and rekindle your divine ways.
Love without conditions is the only love that's true. No matter what goes down, true love can't stray from you. I've got it right here, I've got it right here. You've got it right here, you've got it right here. Love without conditions is the only love I know. No matter what goes down, true love will always show. I've got it right here, I've got it right here. You got it right here, you got it right here. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Breathe in love, breathe out. Nothing can change this way that I feel. It's love in my soul, I know that it's real. The love in your eyes, it will never change. It will always stay the same. Love without conditions.
May all of your days be filled with joy and peace be the reason that you sleep at night. midst of darkness, may you understand that you not only have to see the light, but be the light. Love is kind and love is patient. Love is that divine vibration behind every atom in creation.
Breathe in love, breathe out love. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Love without conditions.